special guest time again in the WNRN studios, and I'm pretty excited because I go back a ways with our guest. We've done birthday shows and Christmas shows and benefit shows, and we've feasted together on Grammy Award cake.
Yep. And champagne.
If you've never had the privilege of dining on Grammy cake with the divine Tift Merritt, you don't know how good it can get. WNRN proudly presents Tift Merritt live tonight with Shannon Worrell at the Music Resource Center in Charlottesville. It's so good to see you again.
It's great to see you.
I was thinking the last time we were face-to-face, it was New Year's Day a couple years ago.
I think it was maybe even more than a couple of years ago.
Maybe
was
three.
It?
We were on the beach. You decided surf's up. You grabbed your surfboard. Zeke was upstairs with a marathon college football bowl game session. He couldn't be bothered. And it was 45 degrees. You had a wetsuit. I didn't. I'm not as dumb as I look. I was not hanging 10 with you. But our friends Kristen and Dave had made this vat of good luck greens.
Yeah.
Some kind of North Carolina tradition.
Oh, yeah. You have to eat greens and black-eyed pea is on New Year's Day for good luck and money.
All right. Well, you went surfing, and I devoured the entire bowl of good luck greens, and it didn't work.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I think you have to catch your New Year's Day wave. I think that was like 2006.
Was it? Wow.
I think it was. Maybe even 2005, but I hope not. It must have been 2006.
Well, it's about damn time.
Absolutely. It's been too long.
You got a new record coming out. Tonight's gig is in a gorgeous, beautiful old church. And you did the new record in a church across the pond.
Yes, I did.
But it almost didn't happen because there was a possible abduction attempt.
Something like that, yeah. I got a rogue cab driver, and I told him that I needed to go to the Radcliffe Center, which was the proper name of this church that they've converted to a music space. And he took off for a neighboring town called Radcliffe. And I was like, where are you going? And he said, I'm going to Radcliffe. And I said, no, I'm... So anyway, I got to the concert really late, and everybody was kind of shuffling around and shuffling papers and trying to, you know, look like nothing was wrong. But they were all wondering where I was.
You was kidnapped.
I was.
Well, Buckingham Solo is the name of the gig, and it sort of is out, and it sort of isn't. This past Saturday was National Record Store Day, and you kind of pay props to the independent retailers.
Absolutely.
Good going. And we can buy it tonight at the gig and on your website.
Yeah.
If you're going to Amazon, Lady Tift, you got to wait till June 23rd.
Really? Yeah. I didn't know these things.
So you need to come see the lady tonight and buy the new disc.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Done myself for you.
Thank you.
You're cradling a gorgeous magic twanger. Oh. Another couple years with that thing, and you'll have holes punched in it like Willie Nelson's trigger.
I know. It's funny. Sometimes when I play live, I look down and I see saw like the dust in the light. And I know that I should have better, you know, form.
That gives it
but
character.
But I just, this is, this, there's a, you know, the paint, the red paint has come off, and there's a pretty clear pattern of what my upstroke is.
So when the sawdust is rising, you know you're working it.
Yeah. Okay. It's not a good gig until there's a little sawdust in the air.
Well, it's moved some right now. What you want to play for us?
How about Keep You Happy?
The sky is turning and longing for something far away. The moon's a teardrop, sees slowly as he falls away. Miles running down a face, everything's bound to change. It's bound to change. Day breaks of tenderness, so hold me here like this, so still and quiet, as if it might keep you happy. Oh, oh, keep you happy. Oh, oh, keep you happy. Oh, oh, keep you happy. A feeling
has me and tells me it will never stay. Your heart beats miles now. I feel them as they run away. Close gets so far away. Close gets so far. Day breaks of loneliness. So I'd weather all of this if I could find a place where I'd keep you happy. Oh, I'll keep you happy. Oh, I'll keep you happy. Oh, I'll keep you happy. Why do we pretend there is something to hold on to? See how my world fell and I was trying to hold you. I was trying to hold you. I was trying to hold you. Night is a gypsy. He tells me he will never stay. Miles are like heartbeats. I feel them as they fly away. See how they fly away. See as I fly. Day breaks of restlessness. I'm filled with all of this, but deep inside, what will I find to keep me happy? Oh, keep me happy. Oh, keep me happy. Oh, keep me happy.
We're happy here at WNRN because Tift Merritt is live for your Wednesday afternoon in the studios, and we'll be happier still if you join us live tonight at the Music Resource Center as WNRN proudly presents Tift and Shannon Worrell. Another Country is the name of Tift's most recent studio effort. It was hands down one of our favorites of 08 here at WNRN. Anne had it as one of her CDs of
Thank
the month.
You.
My personal favorite Tift solo record. The brand new one is called Buckingham Solo, and you've been doing a solo tour for a while now. You're going to take the band out for the summer festivals. Is that the plan?
Yeah. How did you know? I'm trying to remember. I've been on tour for so long now, it's sort of hard to keep it straight, but I've definitely been out for most of this year by myself. I was in England and then, you know, coming back towards home now. So,
well, that's your pattern. You know, you go away and you write. And then when it's time for the record to come out, you work that thing hard.
I do. Yeah. And then I get to go away again. Yeah.
So tomorrow and Friday and Saturday, kind of a big homecoming for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Little thing called Merlefest.
I love Merlefest.
Merlefest has been good to you.
Yeah, Merlefest has been wonderful to me and sort of kicked off my career in a lot of ways. Yeah. When they had a songwriting contest. I feel like this was sort of before songwriting contests became reality TV shows.
Yeah. There was Kerrville and then Merlefest.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And then the rest.
Yeah, so I really sort of got my start there, and it's just been really fun over the past couple of years to be able to go back, and the whole band's coming in this weekend.
Oh, they will be with you.
Yeah.
For our audience who doesn't know the particulars about Merlefest, you got to work it when you go there. You not only do your showcase gig, but you got to pay it back to the community. And
yep.
So what's lined up? Would you have to go play in front of some elementary school kids? Or?
Actually, I don't know what my community service is this year, but I do remember when I played for the elementary school. I had gone up a night early to be there for this kind of early morning community gig slot. And I'd stayed up almost all night writing, sort of accidentally. And I was staying in this sort of, you know, little mountain hotel. And, of course, my wake-up call didn't come. And there was this knock on the door at, you know, 7:30 in the morning. And I went, ah! And they said, we have to go right now. And I said, you 10 minutes, you have to let me brush my teeth. And they took me to the elementary school, and they took me into the gym. And I just kind of figured that I would be playing for, like, Mrs. Fulgham's third grade class. And so they took me into the gym, and I'm still pretty asleep. And I said, oh, what's going on in the gym? Why is everybody coming in here? And they're like, you're playing for the whole school in 15 minutes. And I was like, oh, no. Because I don't have a lot of songs that are for eight-year-olds, you know. I mean, much to my chagrin. And so I really had to fly by the seat of my pants on what little caffeine I had had that morning. And it turned out in the end that it was one of my favorite gigs of all times, and I had a suitcase full of pedals and harmonicas and picks and leaves and dried flowers and sort of magic mojo that I carry with me. And the kids, you know, I showed the kids all that, and they really liked that. And you know, we had a sing along, and I don't know, Merlefest seems to bring out the best in everyone.
Okay. Tift Merritt, live tonight with Shannon Worrell at the Music Resource Center, and she's live with us right now in the WNRN studios. I've yakked enough. Let's hear another tune.
Okay. I love hearing you talk. You have you that dreamy radio voice.
Once you were straight shot, a shiny quarter in a new slot. Night would keep the dreams that you've got for afternoon. Then telling the truth got so hard. We were dancing in the backyard. Once I knew the end and the start, but now that's through. Now you're broken, and you don't understand what is broken. Falls into place once again, and of kindness, come and gather me in like a rainstorm, again and again and again. When morning comes to clean up, like nothing happened when your heart stopped, like all the lawyers calling all cops to wave days through. So close your eyes for this long. Something's mixed up and something's gone. Only fingers can you count on, and one leaves two. Now you're broken, and you don't understand what is broken. Falls into place once again, and of kindness, come and gather me like a rainstorm, again and again and again. I think I will break, but I mend. And it's his most loved losses, they are just old coin tosses. And it's these most loved losses are the hardest to carry. I wish I were a free way, laid out clearer than a bright day. I'd run wide open down this causeway, like brand new. But I'm broken, and I don't understand what is broken. Falls into place once again, and of kindness, come and gather me like a rainstorm, again and again. Cause I'm broken, and I don't understand what is broken. Falls into place once again, and of kindness, come and gather me like a rainstorm, again and again and again. again and again and again, again and again and again. I think I will break, but I mend.
Tift Merritt sounding amazing on your Wednesday afternoon live in the WNRN studios. Broken, you first heard over a year ago when we started playing it off the most recent studio record, Another Country. A solo rendition is also on Tiff's brand new solo live effort, Buckingham Solo, captured late last November in Buckingham, England. The new solo record is a gorgeous collection of songs from Tiff's three solo records, and there's a few surprises in there too, but I won't reveal those. The new record's on a tiny little label called Vela, which is kind of something that you've resurrected.
That's my husband's label.
Yeah, Zeke, my first Avella instance was with Zeke's band Stillhouse.
Yeah.
That's going back before we were eating Good Luck Greens, even.
Yeah. No, and it's fun. It's a great story. Vela, Vela was the wonderful woman who took care of Zeke when he was a little boy. So I don't, you know, when we are thinking about putting it out and putting it out ourselves, and actually Fantasy has picked it up, and that's great. But we thought, oh, yeah, Vela, this has got to be a Vela. This has got to be a record, a Vela record.
Speaking of women that you take care of, is Lucy on the road with you?
Lucy actually passed away.
Oh, I'm so
Lucy
sorry.
Is my beloved dog who raised me from the time I was about 19. And she passed away last year.
Sorry, but she was good to you.
Oh, God. And it's funny. I was just talking about Lucy today. Can I tell a rambling story for 1 minute?
Sure.
I got engaged, and I played the Grand Ole Opry for the first time the week that Lucy died. And I think she just knew that she didn't have to take care of me anymore. But I dream about her a lot, and especially since I'm coming home to North Carolina. You know, almost every night I have a dream where Lucy's, you know, sitting with me, and I think, oh, you're back, you're not gone. Okay, good.
She
still looks out for me.
Patron saint status.
Yeah, exactly.
Talked about surfing. Now you got the photography bug, and you're actually.
You know, I've always taken pictures as a, you know, sort of a way to be creative on the road, and I started, I guess, when I was in college, and. It just kind of, when I was alone in France, it was really, I had no one to talk to. I had no bridge to the outside world. And so I just would take these walks with my camera, and that was how I could get back to reality and out of my own head and like out of that space where you're a little too intense after you've been writing. So I don't know. So it just kind of came to a head where I thought, I've got all of these pictures. I really need to get my act together and give them a chance to go out in the world on their own. So it's scary and interesting and fun to be doing something new and different. I'm really proud of it, but I'm not trying to take over the another medium. It's just my.
It's just another pal. Hey, Bob Dylan, you know, makes records, and he's written movies, and he's written books, and he does painting. And
well, things don't usually come in a nice, neat package. Yeah. They might be marketed that way or packaged that way, but you know, there's usually a lot of mess around the room when you're actually trying to make something. There's a lot of extraneous, invisible work that goes into making things.
Bob Dylan also does a radio show, and now you are doing that too.
See,
it's been over a year and a half. The spark.
About a year and a half, and I'm editing an episode in my hotel room on the road right now. You know, I really I found out after I went on the road for Tambourine that I really got really lonely, and that, you know, you're rolling through town and you're having a lot of sort of conversations that skim the surface. But you're crossing paths with a lot of neat people, and I guess it's not a secret that one of the huge interests of my life is how to be an artist, how to be a good artist, and so it's the spark is my chance to corner someone who is a great artist and ask them those questions, and it always ends up being a really neat conversation where I learn so much, and I really. I'm sort of re-energized and re-inspired in my own work. And I only do it once a month,
right,
so that I can really spend some time with the people's work and keep doing my other career.
Yeah, a one-on-one thing,
yeah.
One guest, one show. You've done painters and photographers and
yeah.
other musicians, and it's out of Marfa, Texas.
Yeah.
Tiny little town. It's got its going on. Got their stuff going on, and a great public radio station.
Yeah.
Tiff Merritt live with us in the WNRN studios. Please join us live tonight at the Music Resource Center as WNRN proudly presents Tiff and Shannon Worrell. Time's tight. Can you grace us with one more Merritt masterpiece?
Oh, you're so sweet, and thank you for bringing up Lucy. I'm always glad to talk to somebody who knew Lucy. Listen, baby, I won't leave no trace. Gonna light out of here for some cleaner place. I'll be sitting in the backseat with my hair in my face. Gone fast as freedom on good wind. And if I am a horse to hide, this is no kind of life, but I see it in my mind's eye. Touch me real as daytime. I can't keep from trying. No place to run for a girl like me. All I'd used to and supposed to be. I wanna burn like August, shine like gold dust, where every day living can own me. And if I am a horse to hide, this is no easy kind of life. But I see it in my mind's eye. Touch me in this daytime, I can't keep from trying. From some way down place, don't be a stranger, won't show his face. I got no promise but these words I say. I carry you, you carry me. And if I am a horse to hide, this is no easy kind. Touch me in this daytime, I can't keep from trying. Lord, I see it in my mind's eye. Touch me in this daytime, I can't keep from trying. Tiff
Merritt, live for your Wednesday afternoon here at the WNRN studios. It is so good to see you.
It's so good to see you, my old friend.